Brace yourself for pop culture at warp speed.
Holy Hollywood.
It's the Frank DeCaro Show featuring Doria Biddle live from New York and Los Angeles.
Yes, it's Frank DeCaro live in New York City. Doria Biddle is live in Los Angeles. Coming up later on this hour, Kenny Kleiber, our great white gay on the Great White Way, is going to be joining us. But right now, my favorite hard-on in a hammock, Mr. Jason Ellis, is here with us. And Jason, welcome to our show. You handsome devil, you.
It's great to be back, and it's great to be handsome in the gay booth.
No one appreciates you more than I do.
None.
I really think it's just Doria. Other than maybe Doria,
she doesn't even like me. She likes my style, but she doesn't really like me.
I like you very much.
You
Jason.
Do really?
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Like your dog.
Isn't he a sweetheart?
He is.
Like. Yeah,
and then when I say that, doesn't mean I don't like you. I like you too. Yeah.
Well, your dog totally dominates my dog.
Yeah, well, we dominate. That's what we do.
Yeah,
I want to be his dog. That's my problem. I just want to be his dog.
Your leg.
I want you to just treat me like a dirt is really what I would hope.
I was actually thinking of pulling my dick out the whole time we were in the studio right now, just so that you could. I knew that you would get in trouble with your partner when you got home.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
You would mind. But you would get in trouble.
Jason Ellis has his pants down like mid-thigh right now.
It's not because, I'm 38. It's so fucking over, it's ridiculous. I just wear it because I've got a blood clot in my fucking stomach from the motorbike crash.
Wait. You did a motorbike crash. You had a motorbike crash.
Like a month ago. I want to defend my title, the fastest professional skateboarder on two wheels. And I was practicing and I crashed. It's called high siding. I high sided it. So kind of got knocked out a little bit, but I got internal bleeding in my stomach and my stomach puffed up and it was all swollen. And then all the blood, the hemorrhaging went into my penis and balls. I just showed you my blue penis and balls.
But again,
crazy.
He came home. I remember. And I was like, what the hell did you do? Let me see. And he showed me and I said, oh my God, it's just art. Let me kiss and make it better. And I did.
Massive.
I tried, but it was just, there was nothing I could do. And I said, that's my favorite thing about you. I remember at the time. I said, and then please don't do that again. I remember. Yeah. And then I kind of liked it. I thought, you know, you look good in purple. It looked good.
So. It did. It gave it a little girth, actually.
Yeah, because it's not enough to hide a pound of M&M's in your foreskin.
Right.
You need girth.
And then I had sensitive balls for about a month after that because of the blood
me
in
too.
The balls.
Me too. Yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Well, it's good to see somebody can relate to me.
Oh,
but yeah, huge. My right ball still a little bit bigger and a little more sensitive than the left ball.
Now, do you write with your right hand?
I don't really know how to write or read. But like I said, I'll bleed in my balls and I'll walk around and show you my dick and I'm a competitor. I'm an illiterate competitor of life.
I said, who's your go-to gay? I asked, who's your go-to gay?
You're my favorite gay guy.
Thank you. And he said, you know.
I know a couple of gay guys.
I said, as he takes over the world that is radio.
Yes.
I said, I want to be your go-to gay.
I'm honored that you would want to be a member of my clan. I just want to say that, because I know I'm on our queue, that when the masses are all behind me, and it's only a matter of time.
I think our masses want to be in front of you. It's just a guess.
I don't have a problem with that either.
Okay,
I told my wife, you can't do that because it's still cheating because it's gay people. But I do whatever I could do. If I had to bone a man in the behind for gay rights... If tomorrow someone said, and this is no lie, all you got to do is fuck a dude and all gay people in America and lesbians can be married everywhere in every state, I would fuck that man and my wife would have to deal with it.
I would do
that for equality.
And that man would be me. Okay? And I would sing during it. I go, I want to be happy.
That's going to be hard for me
I
to stay
be
up.
Happy,
you're going to sing about another song while I'm boning
too.
You?
Yeah, I'm going to sing that. Other than screaming in pain. It's better if I sing. It sounds a lot the same, actually. How are things going on your show, Mr. Jason Ellis, you handsome devil, you?
60,000 phone calls in 1 hour. I am now the most phone calls ever in the history of satellite radio is mine.
Maybe we've had that in 7 years.
Six calls in an hour. We've had six calls in an hour.
Yeah.
You've got to watch it. You know there's a lot of people that don't like gays and lesbians.
I know.
Really?
They're fucking trips me out, man. Sometimes I have people on my show and I ask them because I always try to get it in there because I'm the Neanderthal. you know, I mean, I don't read and I smash stuff and my penis bleeds. So a lot of people relate to me in a way of they just want to fucking fight and set things on fire and they love tits and shit like that.
Doria! That's what, see, there we go. Thank you.
I'm a total pyromaniac.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, right on. And I noticed she had boobs.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'm going to go because I'm respectful.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, a lot of these Neanderthals don't know because they haven't been asked the question and they don't realize they just follow people. There are a lot of sheep in the world and all of a sudden they're being disrespectful to the gay and lesbian community without even knowing it. When I ask almost every person I have on my show, I'm like, how do you feel about gays and lesbians being married? And they're like, well, you know, God didn't approve it. And I'm like, do you really fucking know what's coming out of your mouth right now? Where was God? When did he say that they weren't allowed to get married? Oh, well, it's in the testament of your ass, you moron.
And just, how many of them give a damn about what God has to say about anything else?
If God really was real, you know God would say, look, gay people, be married. Yes, lesbians, be married. I'm God. I love everybody. I want everyone to love everybody. Why the fuck would I make a rule where you're not allowed to get married to anybody? That's so ungodlike.
I know. Unlike you, who's very godlike.
If I am. I love God and gays and lesbians.
I pray to Jason Ellis. Everybody knows that. I do. I get right down on my knees and I pray to Jason Ellis right there every chance I get.
I'm going to take it out.
So, anyway. Dory's. Don't do it when Dory's here.
It's, well, if you can face that way.
It'll be special if we...
Face
is it still
him.
Black?
Just rest it on your leg.
Oh, God, I'd love...
Just put it on your leg.
Okay.
I'm looking away.
It is.
La, 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 la.
He has his Schwanzsticker on... Anyway, where's
is
my camera?
Is it resting on your leg?
Okay, wait. No,
don't
it's not cheating.
Don't take a picture of it resting on your leg. What are you going to do with this picture, Frank?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Are you going to put that on your Twitter?
No, I'm not going to put it on my Twitter.
Is that that dude from the...
yeah, that was somebody
You'll get
else.
Kicked off Facebook, Frank.
That's a celebrity
Frank.
Guy from...
Stop looking at my junk.
There we go. All right, good. I'm good for a weekend now. All right, there we go. Thank you. I'll be spanking it. If people like me, between 2 and 2:07, I'll be spanking one out, actually, upstairs.
Man,
yeah. Thank you.
Not at your desk, Frank.
So
I have to use your desk this week while I'm here. Don't do it there.
Took 10 visits. This is like the, you know, you don't know whether you're going to be friends or date. You know, after like a few dates, this took a long time, but I waited, you know, and I just, and now I can, my thigh, I'm never washing these jeans again.
Those are the
I'm
ones
making
that
soup out of them. I really am. No, but it's just Howard's, all I wanted from Howard was to slow dance. Did I ever get that from Howard's Stern all these years? No, nothing. Okay?
You didn't even
He's
dare
hard
ask
guy to get
him
a hold of.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Meanwhile.
I was supposed to be on their show, and then they were like, hey, somebody, you're supposed to ask somebody else about being on the show. And I was like,
well,
you know
he's
what?
Got a cast of thousands.
Don't worry about it.
So. Years ago, when he first came to the channel, they had a meeting where all the producers got to talk to his producer, and he told us about how he produces radio. Mm. And it really was like, none of this works for me because I don't have a staff. He's like, well, I listen to this, and then I get my staff to do this, and I get, and I'm like, no, that's not.
I think the key
works.
To being a really good producer is to
having
have
a
Howard
staff
Stern
of thousands.
As your radio host. That goes a long way.
And have writers and
yeah, how's that?
Audio
writers.
Editors.
Do you have
and
jokes on your screen, Frank?
No, I don't have anything. But someone did write to me saying now I have my Christmas card, which I thought was really sweet. That was.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, it's good. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I wish I was a little bit more in shape.
Hope you get the shaft this Christmas. That's what it'll be. You
right.
know, or so you know, or look what's in Santa's sack. There's so many things you could put inside of them. They're really wonderful. You know,
oh,
it's talk about a North Pole. That's good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you've got a couple of years worth of Christmas cards there. I do. It's many years worth
it's
of Christmas.
Good to know my dick's going to keep on giving.
It always does. So I'm thrilled and delighted that it was here along with you. So how much time are you in New York? What brought you to New York this time?
I came here to talk to the higher-ups and have them pat me on the back and have them say, hey, man, what do you need? What is Ellis? What's your vision? Blah, 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 blah. I'm the fucking best. Give me $1 million. That was pretty much the end of the conversation.
I say give it to him. That's what I vote for.
Yeah, and then they're going to, you know, I mean, there's a couple of guys that are not going to re-sign, or one guy's going to not re-sign, and the other guy might not re-sign. I could really give a rat's ass. I wish everybody would stay because I want people who pay a lot of money to listen to radio to have choices. So all the best to everybody. But you should just pay me $1 million so that I stay because I'm the fucking best. And, I don't want to go to terrestrial radio. So you can't say fuck and I can't talk about my dick and put it on your leg.
I know, which he did, people. Jason Ellis just did that. Which, you know, that's up there. Remember the time Martha Stewart let me motorboat her? Remember that time when I did that?
Really?
Oh, it was heaven.
No,
it was,
are you lying?
She said, a dreamy high.
She said, oh, it's a good thing. And the dream, that's why I remember it.
I like
it. I think. So she's. I like her too. Yeah, I know. Put him back on. Doria gets upset when
it's
you
really
do that.
Confusing.
I have trouble focusing.
I'm not joking about my
house. How is your family doing? How's your?
They're great.
Kitties.
The kitties are great. They're the believe it or not, the most exciting and funniest thing I've ever seen in my life is my kids. So I love to hang out with them every day after work after I've done smashing shit.
Do you worry about them, like, following in your footsteps?
I worry about... My daughter doesn't. My daughter's a... She doesn't want to...
She's a girly
girl.
She wants
me to hold her hand walking downstairs. But my son is a maniac. And I do worry about that, but I don't worry about... You know, I feel like when it comes to dangerous sports, motocross, I worry about if he selected motocross as a profession, because no matter how good you are there, you can never walk against. Very easy to do that in that sport. So there's some sports that I worry about, but I also believe that he'll make a better selection because he has my athletic ability and he has my determination and the sort of no fear thing. But he also has a huge chunk of my wife's brain, which is a far more superior brain than mine. And I think with both of the combination that he will make the right choice and probably become like a professional golf player or something like that.
Now, you've seen Young Frankenstein. Do you think if your brain and my brain were in jars, they would both say abnormal on them? Do you think that's what it would say?
What does abnormal mean?
Abnormal. Would it be just like their brains would just...
See, I think you're asking the wrong guy because I don't think that. I think, yes, they would say abnormal because most people, I think they're the ones that are abnormal. I think you and me live our lives the way we want to live our lives. I do what I want to do.
But don't you think that...
I'm mouthing the words, I love this man, over and over again to darkness.
If your son is going to follow in your footsteps somewhat, it's almost better that he not have as much of your wife's brain, because don't you think you just can't hesitate at all? Like, that split second of, ooh, maybe I shouldn't do it this way or whatever, that's when you wipe out.
Yeah,
that's
but you don't get to that level. You can have... To be good at something, I mean, you know the deal. To be really good at something, you have to live for it. You have to have passion for it. So when you have a lot of passion for something, it overrides your intelligence, no matter how smart you are.
Yeah.
You know, I know I talk down a little bit just so that I can, so the rest of the world can think that they're one with me, but I'm a pretty smart dude. But I love, you know, I don't risk my life for shit that I don't care about. You know, I'm not going to have a jump out in front of traffic race. It's not a sport
like
to
Frank
me.
And I are going to do right after the show.
Yeah, but
Euthanasia Day at the old folks' home. That's our other thing. We like that, too. That's
See,
fun.
If that was my sport, then I would commit to it. But I really love skateboarding. I really love riding dirt bikes, and I really love fighting. And if I have to lose a little bit of my sight or a little bit of brain damage or I'm a little slower when I'm 80 or my bones hurt when I'm 80, then so be it, because... I could die tomorrow, and I love testing myself, and I love pushing myself, and I love conquering my fears. So much so that I'm willing to go to hospital like 5 times a year for it. I really do. It's without it, I almost had heart disease. One time I had panic attacks so bad and a heart arrhythmia, and my doctor diagnosed me with heart disease and said that I would never work out again, never skate, never ride moto, never fight again. And I was in the hospital, I had a shower, and I was crying in the shower and really breaking down. Not because I'm going to die, but because I can't fucking jump shit anymore. And I know a lot of people don't... You take that for granted because you don't do it. But to me, I became obsessed with what can I do that doesn't involve my heart rate going up before I kill myself.
It'd be like if Frank developed an eye condition where they told him you cannot watch TV anymore.
Or worse yet, if they said your hand can't hold a fork.
What about a penis?
Or a fork is really the thing, with the present company excluded. Michael in St. Louis, you are on with the one and only Jason Ellis.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, I want to give you props, man, because, listen, I'm a big Howard Stern fan, and I'm a big fan of yours, and it takes guys like you, straight guys like you, that are an advocate for the gay community, because you are obviously very heterosexual, which I love, and
not as much as I do. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, slightly turned on, but that's irrelevant. But listen, it takes guys like you that really make other straight men listen. Because, you know, we have our Rosie O'Donnell, we have our Ellen DeGeneres, we have these gay people who are screaming for gay rights. But it takes, no one's going to listen to them. I mean, we're talking heterosexual men, who is our biggest,
They run really know what you're saying.
You know, what you're saying is heterosexual men, they run every fucking thing. That's what we're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a man's world. But, Jason, thank you for being open-minded, for being smart, and for supporting us. That really goes a long way, because people are going to listen to you. People are going to listen to Howard. People are going to listen to other straight men. And the fact that you are just, you know, just with balls, just going in there and saying, you know what, dude, you know, we're all the same. Get married, you know, fuck it. That, to me, is so respectable. I love you. And
I love you, too.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, thanks. Michael, thank you so much for your call. Now, Jason, I know you've got to run off, and Kenny Kleiber, our great white gay on the Great White Way, is joining us next. And but I wanted this song to be for you, okay? We went through the vault, and we found something. I said, what expresses the way I feel? And it was this. You ready?
Oh, dear.
You're so old school.
Follow
him.
Oh, dear.
Follow him
wherever
he may go.
I like this song.
Frank, who is this chick? It's Little Peggy March. Okay.
Sings good. I don't want to bum you out, but I'd love to fuck her.
I'd let you, too. What do I care?
Right on.
I must follow him. Jason Ellis. That's
everybody
what we're doing.
Should.
Yes. He touched my leg. At the moment he touched my thigh, I knew. Yes.
I'll take care of you. This is a good song.
He is my destiny. Sorry, Jim, I love you, but it's come to this, Jim.
Oh, I love you more, Jim.
Okay. I love you more, Jim.
All right, you run off together, and you'll have a night since I'm going on with Jason Ellis. Jason, when and where can we hear your show?
Sirius 28, Faction XM52.
Beginning at
3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific.
Right, which is good because it doesn't conflict with ours, so it's perfect.
And yeah, we're not in competition.
No.
What's that?
It's perfect, and I get to like walk into pure chaos on Friday morning.
My favorite thing is when she walks into the parking lot, and the inside of my truck is pretty much on fire. There's just smoke bellowing out of all the windows, and she looks over and is like, fucking, I can just see it in her face. Why does anyone even pay you at all, you fucking hoodlum? I look like such a fucking
That's
little
exactly
rat.
That's exactly it.
What is the Boston Terrier doing at this point?
He's never in the car when it's not an everyday occurrence.
He's dominating
from
Colin.
From time to time, look, I've had painkillers in my life from all the injuries. I got arthritis and shit. I'm not going to lie. From time to time, I've got a license. I live in California. I go to the marijuana store, and every now and then, instead of chewing on painkillers because they make me moody, I set the inside of my truck on fire before I go
prescribed.
On air. It seems like when she walks in, because her car's parked next to me, sometimes and it'll be just a shitstorm of smoke. Will just so happen right there to go, because I open the sunroof and everything. I have music on, and I enjoy life to the fullest. If I'm going to burn one, I have, you know, music blazing, and it's a Black Sabbath or something, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to kick the shit out of the fucking radio today. I'm the fucking man. You guys are going to know it today. And then I see her.
And
I'm
it like, all comes crashing
I'm like, oh,
down.
Hey, how's it going? Say hello to them.
I love potheads. I was just saying that before we went on the air. I love hanging around potheads because pot makes me anxious, so I can't smoke pot anymore. But I
you know what
love
else
being
story?
You can smoke through it.
Oh, God, no. Full on panic attack.
Do you know what makes Doria have panic attacks? Life.
Yeah,
like
I'm with
waking
you.
Waking up is good.
I'm so with you. I did the same thing. I had prescription pills for panic. It got so bad after my father and my brother died. I just thought I was next for so long. This is a guy who was never scared. And then I was
panic
like, it's coming. And I would have them all the time. My wife was like, it's a panic attack. No, it's not. It's a fucking heart attack. It's coming any minute. Just take care of the kids. Tell them I love them. Like, the worst shit would go through my mind. And then I seen a counselor and I train my brain to believe that I'm going to stay alive. And now I have them, but I don't use them. But they are there. I'm not going to lie.
I think that's life lessons with
We're
Jason
We're bonding
Ellis.
Over yes, panic attacks.
Put your cock on a leg and have a good day.
And on that lovely note, Mr. Jason Ellis, definitely listen to him over on Faction. We love him to pieces. Thanks for being here. And thanks even more for being in L.A. We appreciate it. Here on OutQ, Series 109, XM 98. I love him. I love him. I love him.
He sees every musical in every play. He's on a first name basis with Liza May. He's a great white gay on the great white way. He's Broadway's own Kenny Kay.
That's Kentertainment.
Where have you been, young man? Hello.
Where have you been?
I know my thigh is extremely happy.
I just saw a picture, ladies and gentlemen.
I know that's Jason Ellis's Schwanstucker.
Who knew?
He put it on my leg.
And like I said, you would never know he was a redhead because, well,
the shaveroni.
That's interesting. Doesn't that get all stubbly?
I would hope so. I want to be exfoliated. I want to have an entire exfoliation process done. On that man's, I want to put him inside me.
Your right cheek already looks a little shinier.
Love
than it,
him.
You know.
I leave him. Okay, that's
so. Yeah.
Can I be more extreme about that?
Okay.
I would let him fuck me in front of my father on a pile of my mother's ashes. Okay, that's what I would do.
America.
Okay, in front while the Pope jacked off. That's how much.
I can't.
What makes you think the Pope's going to cooperate?
He likes
with this.
You know, because the Pope. I told you the Pope visits, and
he's a Nazi.
I know him better than he. Quiet when he visits, he stays with me. Anyway,
good
so
God,
he does. You know, I told you the Pope stays.
Well,
with me.
Welcome
so
back.
So you have been to Nashville.
I've been everywhere.